In Northwest News on KPLU, Washington State's next two-year budget could include unprecedented levels of funding for child care. That's if early learning advocates have their way. But as KPLU education reporter Kyle Stokes explains, the new money would come with new requirements.
Washington State has a rating system for child care providers. It's currently voluntary, but lawmakers are considering making it mandatory for any child care provider that wants to accept state funding or subsidies and to remain eligible for that funding after 2019. The proposed Early Start Act would require providers to maintain a certain rating, a rating that says kids aren't only safe, but learning something. John Gould is deputy director of the nonprofit Children's Alliance.
We're rating specifically how well the adults in those settings are responding to the educational needs of the children.
House Democrats include more than $116 million for the Early Start Act in their budget proposal, a lot of it to pay for training and coaching. The bill would also allow providers who score higher ratings to command higher payments from the state. But a labor union representative worries tying funding to ratings could actually limit families' access to child care. Kyle Stokes, KPLU News.